Sometimes I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hello. It's 11 a.m. Thursday, March 9th, 2017. Hold on, what is that sound? That's the sound of my headphones being terrible. This went smoothly already. It's the 176th anniversary of the Supreme Court's ruling in the United States versus Amistad. For those of you who don't know that court case, it's very interesting. It involved slavery, freedom, piracy, and Martin Van Buren. It's very interesting stuff. Look it up. It's very complicated, so I don't want to explain it now. It's been exactly 3 years since my girlfriend and I mutually decided that we should schedule a first date, which is adorable, but shut up. And it's 7 days and... No, okay. So let me level with you. When I first decided to do, like, these things at the beginning, these, like, dates or whatever, I originally wanted to do one towards the end that would be, you know, looking forward to things that I'm excited about. And I've slowly realized that the only things I'm really excited about fall into the categories of elections, space launches, and movies coming out. So I feel like that gets really repetitive. Or like trivial things. Like today's was like, it's 7 days until spring break, which is just extremely silly. So I want everyone to just think of something they're excited about and think about how long until that is. Or how short, you know? I guess this could be either very optimistic or very pessimistic, depending on how you look at it. Be excited for something is all I'm asking for all of you to do right now. That song was Price Tag by Sleater-Kinney, a live version off their recent live album that they released maybe a month ago. We've got a great playlist lined up for you today. I'm very excited about it. I had a lot of fun making it. Both a week ago, I made half of it, and well, I made a whole thing, and then I deleted half of it last night at like 2 a.m. and made the rest of it. There are a lot of Rolling Stones covers in here by accident, mainly. So let's go into those right now. Here is a lovely cover of Honky Tonk Women.
Drink you off my mind. It's no power. Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I met her in a club down in Oxo, where they drink champagne, and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name, and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. Hello.
That was Jack White with Highball Stepper, the instrumental track off of his album Lazaretto, which came out in 2014. I think it was also the first single to be released off of that album, if I remember correctly. What I was kind of going for this playlist was kind of like a spring-themed playlist, but then I realized none of the songs really had anything to do with that. You know how like memories are kind of intrinsically linked with like different feelings? Like, I just think these are songs that I happened to listen to a lot in different springs over the past few years, and so now they're just kind of connected into me, especially Highball Stepper, because that single was released in like March of 2014, so that was like laser etched into my brain as an association. I remember like driving around right after I'd like first gotten my driver's license, like listening to that song, Yes I'm Young, and like only listening to that song as I was driving around, when in reality, I mean, it's instrumental. There's no connection there whatsoever. That being said, like, Vivaldi's Spring is also instrumental and also has a huge connection with spring, but that's in the name, so I don't know how much of a correlation that is. Also, all three of those are kind of in sets of songs that are going to appear later. There is another Rolling Stones cover coming up. There's another song by the Raincoats coming up. That was the Raincoats, by the way, covering the Kinks' Lola earlier. And there's another Jack White coming up, if I'm right. Or maybe I cut that. I did cut it. Oh, that's sad. That's very sad. I think I originally had like four White Stripes songs in this playlist, and now I have one, which is actually pretty good for me, I feel. If I'm ever willing to cut the White Stripes, it means that I've got really, really, really good songs to replace them. I love them so much. Here is one of my favorite bands doing another Rolling Stones cover, number 2 of 2 today. Here we go with Television.
What do you think they'll do for an encore, huh? You know what they do? They do Knocking on Heaven's Door. Maybe if we get the crowd, do you want me to go show them? I'll go show the crowd. We'll get them to do that.
Get no satisfaction. much. Good night, man.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Thank you. together again, again. Gee, it's good to be together again, again. I just can't imagine that you've ever been gone. It's not starting over, it's just going on.
Together again, again. Now we're here and there's no need remembering when.
Cause no feeling feels like that feeling.
Together again,
again, again, again.
Together again, again. Gee, it's good to be together.
It's not starting over, it's just going on.
Together again, again. Gee, it's good to be together again, again. Cause no feeling feels like that feeling.
Together,
together,
together again.
That was, whoa, that was The Muppets with Together Again. That's the version from the end of the last Muppet movie, Muppets Most Wanted, which is underrated and also terrible title. I think the original working title was The Muppets Again. There's a lot of references in the songs to the word again, and it would make a lot of sense if that movie was called The Muppets Again. Little fun fact that's probably not true. And before that was Shelter from the Storm by Bob Dylan off the album Blood on the Tracks. One of my favorite songs ever written. I say that about half of the songs on this show, though, that they're my favorite song ever written. So, but that one seriously is. It's great. And of course, before that was Television's cover of I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Amazing. That was the second Stones cover of the day and the last one. But we still have some more connections to the earlier songs coming up. There's actually another one that I didn't even realize, but I was doing more research on the bands just now and realized it. It is PSA time, and I was looking through the PSA binder to find a great one, and I found the same one as last week because I think it's very, very, very important, and I agree with everything it has to say. So here we go with the firearms safety PSA. Four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, poorly, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I made a joke there about not being satisfied with current gun laws, but, like, seriously, though, like, no matter what you feel about it, don't point your gun at anything you don't want dead. That's very important. and now, for something completely different, I've just recently finished the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on Netflix, which is a CW show with apparently terrible ratings, even though it's amazing. And it is a musical show, so to promote this, because it's amazing, and also because I love the music from it, here are two of my favorite songs from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Both of them are from season one, but the music in season two is great too. It's just a little more raunchy, so I didn't want to do it for a 11 a.m. show. You're welcome. Here we go with two songs from the hit CW show, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Here we go.
When we're together, I feel so grand. My heart goes tippity-tap-tap-tap. when I hold your hand. But I know there's another guy you fancy more. So, even though I'm not the one you adore, why not settle for me? Darling, just settle for me. I think you'll have to agree, we make quite a pair. I know I'm only second place in this game, but like 2% milk or seitan beef, I almost taste the same. So won't you settle for me? Come on and settle for me. Say yes or no before I choke on all this swallowed pride. I have no problem being picked out from the bottom. If he's your broken condom, I'm plan B. So lower those expectations and settle for me. Am I okay with this? Totally. Settle for me. Baby cakes, just settle for me. Smoky pie, I'm begging you please. Can't you see the light? Sugar jugs, I'm so bereft. Demeaning terms are all that I have left of my masculinity. So settle for me. Make me feel like a little girl, exposed and raw, whose boobs can't even fill a training bra. Let's pretend I didn't say that. Settle for me.
It's a practical proposal.
Settle for me.
It makes a certain sense.
He's a fantasy, but hey, let's think this through. Yes, Josh is a dream, but I'm right here in flesh and blood and self-hate.
Settle for me.
In a sad way, darling, it's fate. Or tomorrow, if you happen to be free, maybe, just maybe, settle for me.
Love it. That was The Slits with I Heard It Through the Grapevine, preceded by two songs from the television show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. The Slits, one of the members in there, left The Slits to go to the Raincoats. There's the second Raincoat song today. And maybe if we have time, we'll get to a third that I had in there. And the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend songs, I don't even want to give you the names because you should go watch the show. They're available online if you really want to look up the names, but watch the show first and then you'll be listening to the soundtrack forever. I love it. It's two songs from a television musical about mental health followed by a girl punk cover of a Motown song, because this campus is quirky till we die. I've got a few more left, and not much to talk about. Unless you guys want to hear about my midterms, which I doubt you do. So, we're going to go into more music right now. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so appreciative. Here's a song that came up on my Spotify, I want to say, an hour and 10 minutes ago. Here we go.
Yeah.
And that was the Beatles with 8 Days a Week. Fantastic song. Before that was Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Classic. And before that was Mr. Hangman by the Stone Foxes. A song I'd never heard until today. If it's popular, please forgive me. I sometimes just, you know, stuff flies under your radar. You don't even notice. Over your radar? Under your radar? I think the term is under. I don't know. You'd think if you're playing, whatever. That's been the show for today. I have no idea what the sound was of this show, but hopefully the sound was enjoyable music. That's my hope. I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you all for listening. I've been Zach Going, and this has been the Astro Hour. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And to lead us out, here is a song by the band, and it is a song that has been covered by Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, the Muppet Band, on numerous live occasions. I can only think of one, but here's a song by the band. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Astro Hour. Bye.